At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I'm coming to you today from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm back here to do an awesome film where I'm playing the lead, Dr. Fletcher. And it's a very interesting script because it's right in alignment with our last webinar and the message that the channel brought through, which was literally, you guys have got to get over this incorrect illusion that Earth can be a perfect place. There's supposed to be contrast. There's supposed to be yin and yang. There's supposed to be what we call good and evil because this is a plane of contrast. And it's because of the contrast you learn how to practice choice and how important choice is in the creation process. So if you're just joining us today, welcome. You found an incredible place where the highest truth comes in. A lot of love abounds, and we just move forward in the creation process every week in truthfulness and love. If you want to speak with the channel today, press 1 now, so that we can get you in the lineup. I want to talk today about deserving. It's really up. And I think I mentioned it last show about that was what was behind my lower back hurting, which, by the way, once I got to it, totally dissipated and went away, that I was not deserving of all this money that I was making. And it can be for a myriad of reasons. You don't deserve it, you're not good enough. You don't deserve it because now you're not working as hard as you had to work before for it, you know, whatever. So the highest thing is I don't deserve to be the God of me. I don't deserve to have the right of choice. I don't deserve to be the one calling the shots here, okay? But that's exactly why you chose to come into this plane, why we were created to come into this plane, and why this plane was created, is so that we can come in and practice creating energy, directing energy, manifesting with energy, and how that works. So they took me to number 4 on the sheets that we work with, and as you know, these sheets are a compilation of over 20 years of channeled information that's come in. You can get the sheets by buying the Balance podcast in the store at imdwallace.com. Okay, so they took me to number 4 on the first sheet. I am power, love, joy, and choice, my heart is open. Now, that's a pretty good definition of God. I am, and we know that anything that comes after I am is a direction of our energy. We're saying, okay, I am creating this. So I am tired creates more tired. I am the power, love, joy, and choice creates that. That is saying to ourselves, all of the energy that I am, focus it on this knowing, create this knowing. And my heart is open. Now, everybody goes, well, how can I do that? And I really want to address that because we've stepped over, we've done so much work on behalf of everyone now that, guys, you really just have to go, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I don't want to do it. I don't think about doing it. I don't wish I could do it, but okay, I'm doing it. I have nothing to lose and everything to gain by saying, by God, literally, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. Now, you can't really claim and create I am the power, love, joy, and choice unless your heart is open. And your heart doesn't open until you know and claim I am the power, love, joy, and choice. So it's a circle, and it's which comes first, the chicken or the egg. So let's just say right now consistently, all right, consistently we claim I am the power, love, joy, and choice, and my heart is open. Now, they also want to talk about the Hara line, H-A-R-A line. What the Hara line does is it really allows you to feel what you know, to feel the highest truth of what you know. So if your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, around any particular subject, you are able to go more into your knowing. And what that means is you can literally feel the truthfulness of the highest truth of what you're claiming. So if we want to know and really feel deservingness and that we deserve, we are directing our Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around deserving. All right, so we're going to start, before we go to the call, this is what the channel suggests you start every morning with. Okay, I direct my chakras to be open, balanced, spinning in the right direction, and repaired. I direct my heart to be open and merged in this moment with my whole brain. I direct my Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. I know that I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice that creates me, and my heart is open. And so it is. Okay. Well, that wasn't much, but we're going to the callers. Maybe there's a lot we're supposed to cover with you guys today. So, again, if you want to talk with the channel, please press 1 now. And we're going to start with Amy in Connecticut. Hold on, trying to get you on here. Well, there we go.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. Sorry, my little switchboard wasn't working on the computer. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing. I really resonate with you because I love the fact that you're very direct, because I am too.
Thank you.
So let's get to the chase of this. I've been releasing so much, and my frequency is raising, and I feel fabulous, but friendships are completely dropping like a hot potato. And I'm just wondering if you see some light at the end of this tunnel because I know I'm worth it.
You know, that happens when we start owning the truth.
Yes.
A lot of our friendships drop away because we have bonded with people in the past who aren't so interested in telling themselves the truth.
Exactly.
And so when we start telling ourselves the truth, then it's in their face. Unless you're holding it in their face, and I don't get you are. I don't get you're going, you know, to them and going, you better get your act together. You're really
no, not at all. No.
Okay. So, hold on, I'm listening.
Sure.
Basically, they're saying, are you willing to allow these friendships to drop away so that you can make more empowering friendships now around what you know and believe?
Yes, and I think that it's, again, I really believe in the pros and cons and weighing out, is it worth it? So I had two friends, and I just met one of them recently, and I had to drop her. It's such negative. I don't want that. No. But the other one, I don't think he was understanding my needs, and that meaning I was setting healthy boundaries with him. And he tried it 2-3 times, and he didn't listen. But I think because of the fact that in the last month I said, look, I need some time and space from you. I need to regroup, and I will get back to you. So we had a conversation, a great in-depth conversation yesterday, and he got it. He understands my needs, that he needs to respect me, because I do respect him and I value him. So
yeah, they're saying yeah. There's a little bit of judgment coming in that you might want to look at, because as we grow and we shift and we start claiming the truth, the highest truth for ourselves, sometimes it's easy to go into judgment about other people, and that's not where you want to go, baby.
No, that's
right. It's not ours to judge anyone else, but
right. It
is ours to go, you know, this is who I am.
Yes.
If you can love and honor me as who I am, then
yeah.
I will honor you the way you are.
Yes. Yes.
The second thing they want to tell you, Amy, is that if somebody pushes your button and if being around somebody makes you question or go into reaction, they're just simply showing a part of you that you need to bring into alignment.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. It
yes.
may not be so much about them as it is about this is your opportunity just to get everything in alignment with you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. They talked a lot about this on the terrorism webinar that we did last week. And it was, yours isn't to correct people or make them think the way you think.
Yeah.
Everybody has a right to portray the part of God that they are.
Absolutely.
And,
I resonate with that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your answer. Just they're saying just always come from love. Just always come from love, and then the judgment won't be there.
Right. Okay, so go back to me, and even it feels like I should be even brighter. God is basically... I feel like, obviously, this is an opportunity. I get that. When things happen, you know, like the saying goes, it doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So I know it's an opportunity for me to brighten up even more. But it can be hard. I mean, I've lost
well,
a lot of faith along the way.
Let's take out the word hard and
okay.
use the word challenge.
Challenge,
it can be challenging to shift how you've reacted in the world
yes.
for years and years and years,
yes.
right? But that's why we're retraining our brain and retraining our subconscious so that then it becomes less challenging and more, of course, this is just the way I react now. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand.
So the more we keep the self-talk and, they're using the word reprogramming, conscious, then the easier it gets.
Right. Yes.
All right, darling, you got your answer?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's good clarity for a lot of us. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Ms. Jeannie, what's up? Oh, hold on. What's up, Jeannie?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's find out.
I have a strange feeling in my solar plexus, and no one is telling me why.
Well, what are you nervous about?
I'm not quite sure. I had a client this week. I'm still working with him.
Give me a movie, Jeannie.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. And they're giving me the phrase, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. So, you know, you can't give a damn in our business. We love our clients. I love you guys so much. There's nobody out there that would even question that. I know. But it's not my job to heal you. I can't be responsible at all for your healing because you have to heal yourself. You have to create yourself. I can only bring the information through. And
exactly.
That's what the feeling in your stomach is about.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It does. Plus the fact that I have realized I went to see 1776 last night at Encores, and I really hope it goes to Broadway. My first reaction was, I've seen this three times. I've seen the film. Why am I doing this again? And I got so caught up in how brilliant everyone was and how they changed it, what they had to change to bring it into modern. And then I said to myself on the way home, I'm not doing theater anymore. And that hurt. My life is changing.
Jeannie, you're an actor. And actors do whatever they're called to do if they respond to the part. So why are you limiting yourself?
Because there's nothing open for people my age.
Okay, BS. That's just BS, and I'm certainly here to prove it.
Well, I will have to dye my hair blonde or red.
Okay.
They don't take people with gray hair anymore.
Okay, well, they just absolutely dyed my hair that color for this part. So, you know, whenever there's a but, that's your ego holding you back. That's right. So, let's put these two things together now. So, you have to back off from taking the responsibility of creating your client and shifting her. And you have to step forward for your own creation around what you want and not allow yourself to give yourself excuses.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's, you know.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's, well, they want us to go to a core belief now. Hang on. Because, guys, any way you limit yourself, you're limiting it. The universe has no limitations here. And, by the way, Judy Dench has gray hair. And what's her name? Jane Alexander has gray hair.
I know, but those are all the royalty of the business. There's a big difference.
Oh, Jean. But, Jean. But,
I know.
But,
throw
but.
That word
okay.
out.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I thought we were all God. We were all royalty. Hold on. Here. Okay. When as it reads, it's when I'm loved, I'm depressed. But depressed isn't the correct word. Oh, my God. Well, this has something to do with deserving. When I'm loved, I'm forgotten. Talk to me about that. When I'm loved, I'm forgotten.
It draws a blank.
Okay, well, I'm going to your dad. How is that modeled for you or believed or...
Well, in my youth, in my young years, he was very attentive. In my older years, growing up, he was too busy with his own life.
Okay. So this is interesting because, as you know, usually these deep-seated things are from your childhood, and it is your little girl going, well... The older I got, the more I was forgotten.
Aha, thank you.
And that's what is going on with the theater. The older I get, the more I'm forgotten. That's your belief. So you got to start turning that around because you're never forgotten in the universe, ever. And the charges you put out, guys, are the charges that you are known for. That's how you're identified in the electrical circuitry of the universe. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. What they want us to balance is invoking the symbol, the formula. Violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and they're screaming at me that this has a lot to do with Alzheimer's and the epidemic of Alzheimer's. So the older I get, the more I am remembered, and the more I remember who I am. And so it is. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
You bet. All righty, we're going to Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Hi.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call, and congratulations on your Emmy. I'm really excited about that.
Thank you. Me too.
I kind of feel like I have my answer. I just kind of got caught up in, because I made that decision last time I talked to you. Yeah, that's the right thing is to finish my job up in June. And then I start thinking, well, if I just stay July and August, I can make all this money. And
yeah, well, so be okay about expanding the decision you made. You know, it's still the same decision that you're going to leave. You've made that decision. And it makes sense financially for you to extend that decision a couple of months.
Okay.
That's all it is. There's no other lesson or anything. It's just, well, okay, now that I put all the facts together, I'm my own creator, so I can create hanging on to that decision I made and, altering it a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I'm just questioning if I'm just doing that thing where I'm going into fear.
No.
I don't know.
No?
No.
Okay. No, it makes, they're saying, gosh, we'd do the same thing. If we could make that much money, we'd stay too.
Okay.
Your job is to stay happy while you are in that extension.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I kind of got that lesson Friday. I did a bunch of stuff that, made me happy, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, good. So it's nice to have that affirmation that we're all on track. So just stay happy in your extension and then flit off to whatever else you want to do. Okay?
Okay, great, great. Thanks, Dee. Right, love
you. You bet. You too. Patty, what's up?
Hi. I've been doing some inner work, and a lot of stuff keeps coming up about my older sister, who I'm very close to. And then I had a dream the other night about her birthday, and I'm just wondering, is there something I need to balance regarding her, or?
Well, that's the first yes I get. And when you said you've been doing a lot of inner work, it goes to no. Now, I know you have. So I wanted, that just means there's some understanding that isn't quite clear. Give me a movie, baby.
The Way We Were.
Okay. That's the highest understanding. All right, Patty. Inner work is not about focusing on fixing things. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to get that clear. You've got to understand this. You don't create by fixing things from the past. You create by looking at the past and going, this is what I don't want, so this is what I do want, and I'm going to hold all my focus and feeling on that then. So in regards to your sister, what do you want?
I want a close, loving, trusting relationship.
Then focus and feel into only that.
Okay. Does the dream with her birthday have anything, any?
Well, sure, because it's all about rebirth. When you don't drag in old crap, you are born again into this new day. You are a blank page. And on a blank page, anything can be written.
Okay.
Right?
That's interesting.
When a baby's born, everything, all of their creation is before them. Who they are is before them. Okay. That's what you need to do with your sister in the relationship with her. Anybody that wants to work on a relationship, you don't work on the past relationship. You work on, this is the relationship I want right now in this moment.
Okay.
All right.
Very interesting.
Good question. You too.
Thank you.
Very good question, guys, and I get this all the time, this place where we're confused, trying to, especially in relationships or in our businesses, we're trying to fix things. Right? That holds your focus on what's wrong and creates more of it. Susie in Texas, you're up.
Did you say Susie?
I did.
Oh, Dee, hi. Thank you so much. I'm excited. Okay, so what's up for me in a nutshell is this past couple of weeks, I had two incidences. One was where I was sitting in my car, and it's like an electrical charge went off in my brain that kind of took me out for a second. That's what it felt like. I don't know exactly what happened, but then I came back, and I was fine. And then maybe two more times this past week, I've woken up completely dizzy, as if almost like an energy has come in and taken over, or else I've checked out, you know, kind of one or the other, not sure which. And it was very discombobulating. There's been a lot of stress going on with people around me, and so I'm not sure if that's affecting me and or what's going on, but I would love some clarity around this.
Okay. Well, Susie, I'm not a doctor, and some of these things sound like you might want to have, you know, go in and have a doctor check them out. When I test it with my pendulum, well, but that's not the right question, you see, whether it's physical. because the basis of everything is energetic, the basis of everything, and then it becomes physical. Do you understand?
I
like
do.
Like the basis of cancer is anger. If you don't address your anger and your fear, then cancer is created in your body. So
yes, and
they want to give you the energetic frequencies that are creating both these things.
Okay, great.
Look, give me a song.
No Way Out.
Okay. So there is Way Out of Stress. And that is, I'm not going to accept it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to be affected by it.
Okay.
But what is the situation you feel like there's no way out of?
Okay, I feel like I'm in this role, and the words that I've been getting is, first of all, that my guides are pushing me forward. This is a call for a new beginning. So even though it seems kind of dramatic. And the other thing is I keep getting
well,
that there's a subconscious.
Why are you resisting it, Susie? Your words were, my guides are trying to push me forward, which means you're trying to push yourself forward. So why don't you just go forward?
Yes, and I think there's a lot of fear and terror. I keep getting there's this subconscious role that I keep doing as a caretaker, like unconsciously taking on people's stuff, and that's just, I guess, another excuse to not be me and move forward into the truth of me, God of me.
Exactly, and we talked about it on the show. It was very prevalent in the webinar we did on terrorism. And I've written more about it on the e-blast that will come out tomorrow. Guys, there's so much fear and anger going on. If you're watching especially the political arena and the ISIS arena, and do you understand that those things, we all have those frequencies within us that can be lit up. So you have to ask yourself, what are you resonating with? Because if we allow those places in ourselves to light up with resonation, then we start being taken over by those frequencies within us instead of choosing the frequencies of love and power through love and joy and peace and open hearts that we're seeing that we want. But the point is, again, all of this is going to be happening on this plane. What are you going to choose to resonate with? Right now, Susie, you're choosing to resonate with the stress.
Right.
And with the fear.
And I get that, because there's also so many, you know, people that are resonating with the things that I would prefer, peace, love, happiness, harmony. And so, it's time to change my focus and realign my energy and step forward into my truth and not get bogged down in other stuff.
What does your dad have to do with all this?
Okay, I feel like crying and I don't know why, but gosh, I would say that I've been having a lot of dreams about disempowered male.
That's the male within you. So this stress that's going on, is it threatening your power?
I feel like it's taking me out. So, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you short it out for a minute, you know, and if you feel like you're going to pass out, then that's you not wanting to deal with what's going on. You have to go, I, by God, am going to deal with it. And I'm going to deal with it head on, because nobody's taken my power of creation away from me. Period.
Yeah, that's great.
Me, I am creating me in this moment, and I'm staying aware and awake and very conscious, ultra conscious.
I love that.
Of what I'm creating. So whatever steps you have to take, baby, to do that are the steps you have to take, because otherwise you'll just be, fainting away from acknowledging what's going on.
Okay.
You got it?
I get that. Yeah, I do. Thank you so much.
You bet. And they want to balance this for everybody, because it's so in our faces right now, and purposefully so, but it's so in our faces right now that all of us kind of want to tune out, right? We can't tune out. We have to tune in. We have to be conscious. We have to go, oh, I see. This isn't what I want. That's why I don't want to deal with it. So the way I'm going to deal with it is to totally tune in and direct consciously what I do want, which is peace and clarity and joy and communication, right? And
yes.
Love, always love. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Great. Awesome. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Wow. That was interesting, you guys. Stay conscious with this call. We're getting into some pretty deep stuff. Susan, what's up with you, darling?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'd love to have a picture of you with gray hair.
Well, I'm sure we'll be sending some out over social media. What's up?
I've been dreaming about you a lot. For some reason, you've been showing up in my dreams, and that's really been interesting.
Well, what am I telling you?
Well, we're doing things like we're on vacation together and stuff, and sometimes Lenny's there, sometimes not, and I don't know, we're just working together and doing stuff. I don't remember the dreams per se, but they're all real positive.
Well, positive's good, and I think you can say that about all of this community. I believe and know that all of this community meets in the energetic realms and are doing this work together all the time.
I don't know why you just – I wake up, I'm like, huh, I dreamed of D again. Interesting. Anyway, so I haven't gotten the book yet that I wanted to get, you know, the one about manifesting and the little $11 book, remember? I can't think of her name all of a sudden. But anyway.
You mean Marilyn Janae's?
Yeah, the last webinar we had.
Feel free to prosper. Feel free to prosper.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, get it.
Wait.
Get it and do the work.
Yeah.
Get it.
Well,
I
was doing your program still. I was still doing the I Love Me program. So I thought, well, I'm going to wait till I finish that anyway, and I've got to wait till the first before I get some money coming in and blah, blah. So, you know, now I can get it.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You don't want to overwhelm yourself.
Right, exactly. And interesting thing happened. A friend of mine, did I tell you about Reverend Susan Marie Harris that lives here in Niagara Falls?
Yes, you did.
She invited me to go to a meditation with her and to be one of the healers there at the meditation. So
beautiful.
I went, not expecting anything other than, you know, to do the meditation and to do the healing work and so forth and everything. And while we were there, they had taken up a donation and everything. There was she did the meditation, then she did healing work, I did healing work, and then another woman, really beautiful spirit, also did healing work. So we had three of us healers, and she came over after they finished all up and everybody had gone, and she was taking the donations and distributing them to the two of us. And so she hands me $5, and I accept happily for my prosperity. First time I've ever been paid for doing any kind of spiritual work, so that's a big thing for me right there.
That's right, and let's just claim right now I deserve that.
I deserve that. And then the other girl, she refused hers, so Susan turned over to me and says, here, you take it, and I'm happily I receive. Thank you very much.
You bet.
So I got $10 instead of $5. So
exactly.
I'm fine.
We have to be open to receiving, guys, as much as the universe has for us. And that, as you get into Marilyn's work, that's one of the big things she has you write out, is around receiving. So I'm pleased to hear you, you know. And again, for the other woman, it works
mm-hmm.
better for her consciousness not to accept it, just to give. And for you, it was a bigger lesson to be able to receive it.
Yes, to be able to receive it, because I've never been able to do that before, and so it's like a big hurdle for me to get to that point. And the people there, the women that, when I touched in with them to do healings, I was doing readings as well because I could read their energies and such, and they were really surprised about what I was coming up with. You know, those things that they're like, how do you know that? I'm like, well,
yeah.
You know,
well,
I channel it.
The truth comes through.
The truth comes through. You know,
all right, darling, I got to get on to another caller, but I really
there was one thing
all your
I wanted to ask about, though, real quick. My dad's dying, and he's in California, so I'm debating whether I should make a trip out there to see him before he goes or not.
Well, I don't have to tell you that, Susan. Do you want to come?
Yeah, I do. I don't have the money for it right now, though. So there's just creating. Got to create the money for it.
Well, then I would start telling the universe to send you the money for it. And I would, while you're manifesting the money, I would sit quietly every day and send him energy and connect with him and spend time with him from there.
Yeah, I do, and I also call him and try to communicate that way with him. He's pretty well out of it, but
not energetically.
Do you?
My mom was literally in a coma, and she when I had a medium work with me afterwards, she said, your mother wants to thank you for all the time that you spent sending your energy back and dancing and singing with her. And nobody knew that I'd done that but me.
Okay,
so
that's what I needed to hear.
They do get your communication. All, just like we receive energy over the phone, and that's why we can do the work we do without being in person, they do also. So whomever you want to communicate with, send your energy. They get it. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All righty. We are going to Jeannie in Utah. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Okay. All right. Love your work. So thankful
Thank
for you.
You.
And I'm just going to ask what you did on the talk about bullying was so informative as far as realizing how many ways that we do it to ourselves. So that said, may I ask what you see for me?
Around bullying? About what?
Changing my... doing the work that I do now or endeavoring into a new career?
Okay, well, we have to address how you're bullying yourself first, Jeannie, because you bully yourself by not loving yourself enough. And
I agree.
If you don't love yourself, then why are you going to let yourself, first of all, know what you want to do, And second of all, go do it. Because if you don't love yourself, you know, what it sounds like is, well, I don't know. And gosh, I'm too afraid to. And do I have a right to even do this? And should I do this? And I don't know. That's what it sounds like when you don't love yourself enough to go, this is what I want. Because otherwise then you see your mind comes in and it starts giving you all these BS reasons why you shouldn't. Or your ego comes in and says, well, you don't deserve this, or you're not smart enough, or you're too old, or, okay, don't hire women with gray hair anymore, or, you know, that's all ego stuff.
Well, so and as you're talking to me, my body just started vibrating in the back side of me, and the things you were saying, you're not good enough, that kind of stuff. That totally sounded like my mom. So,
yeah, so don't bully yourself by being your mom to yourself anymore. She bullied you. I know that, and that the channel is going, look, a lot of us bully people because we think we're taking care of them and protecting them. You know, even when my mom said to me, be an actress, Dee Dee, just be an actress here in Kansas. That was a way of bullying me to put me into fear that I couldn't make it where they made it big. Now, she didn't mean it in a negative or mean way, but it limited me. It said, I know better than you know, and you should be afraid. And that's bullying. You understand? Hold on, there's something else they want to give you. They want to go to a core belief here. This page here. Okay, God betrays me or I betray me. That's the core belief. And they want to add on to that, when I know what I want to do. So when I know what I really want to do, either I have to betray me or God has to betray me. That's my belief. And if that's your belief, sweetheart, then you're never going to walk forward into what you want to do because you will feel like you have been betrayed before you ever started. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Because to have to go out into life, I had to hurt people to go. I had to leave home and leave my sisters and my mom. You know, she was too abusive that I had to leave, and so it hurt. I had to hurt people to do what I wanted, and I think I
exactly
learned.
So that's your old story. That's the story you want to rewrite, but you can't rewrite it by focusing on it. So what you have to make a firm agreement with yourself that as I go forward, as I create my own freedom, I honor people, I take care of people, I celebrate people, I put love out into the world, the more I get out and do for me what I love to do. That's your new story and your new direction. Do you understand?
I do. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. That was an important lesson for everybody, guys. Everybody. Okay, Miss Deka, how the heck have you been?
Oh, well, actually, I've been rather good.
well, don't be too hesitant to claim it now.
Yeah, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. The medical doctor that I have is a wonderful lady, and my blood pressure numbers are down. And we finally agreed that we will that eventually I can let go of taking this medicine because I'm more holistic and she's more white coat. Well, she's a doctor. And I know that has to do with, like, in my acting. I've had some great auditions, enjoyed, get the call back, don't get the job. I've started working, taking my healing work, which is a little bit based, well, based a lot on you because you're the one that started me in that, and working on clients. But I'm not receiving any monetary value. I'm not getting any actual professional working acting jobs. And I know that I'm not trusting myself. So I thought maybe the channels could...
Yeah, there's a through line here. There's a through line between your healing and your acting, okay? And it seems to come down to money, but there is a greater subject, and we're going to the genetics list on the sheet. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's genetic poisoning sheet, but give me a song.
A song. Running with Fire.
Okay. So, genetic poisoning is you've been poisoned by beliefs that have been passed down through you, to you. So, when you say Running with Fire, what is that song about?
Actually, it's about a minister preacher that I watch at night that I have a crush on. He's a much younger blonde guy. And he's got like a theme song, Roy Fields, like Running with Fire.
Okay, well, what's this song about?
Oh, being consumed by the fire, but it's the fire of God. The fire,
yeah. Okay.
Which, well, I hope,
okay.
God, I hope this is an old religion crap, but it's
old religion crap, and it's running you like a train, like a freight train.
Okay, well, here
so,
we go.
Still a deep-seated belief in you that God will consume you with fire if DK gets out and makes yourself happy. You're supposed to give yourself up, don't you know that? You're supposed to suffer in the fire. You're supposed to suffer for God. That's what you were taught, wasn't it, Deka?
I taught by, I wouldn't go to church with anybody, and I tap danced my way out of catechism. I wouldn't stay in there. But obviously, it must have gotten to the little kid in me anyway. I mean,
absolutely.
I literally wouldn't go to church with them, but I must have seen enough of it. So,
but you see, so that's what Deacon's doing within Deacon. That's the angel and the devil, right?
Yeah, the angel gets away from it, and the devil comes after her with fire.
Yeah, and I'm so afraid that they were right, and I'm so afraid that this is actually going to happen, that I just won't even deal with it, and I'll just leave it, and I'll not even go to class because I'm so afraid of what they're saying. But that
well,
fear.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's why I can't get off of these blood pressure pills is because I feel that my holistic stuff doesn't really work. I can't trust. I see as you talk now that a little kid that just, nobody pays attention to, nobody believes the story she's telling or who she is. And
you know what? You're not believing it, DK. You're not believing what you know. And what you know, what you've been drawn to is, it's all about love. I should have everything I want to create. And God loves me so much, He gives me everything I want. That's what you truly know. But the little girl in you and the genetic stuff that was passed down to you by listening and watching everybody else is battling your true knowing. And that's literally the definition of high blood pressure, is that we're fighting against ourselves.
Okay.
And now it's
just back to the basic statements.
the heart line is very, very important for you, Deeka, to stay the heart line when it's straight, strong, and through the ID point literally keeps you in the feeling of what you know so that you can feel the truth. And you know what the truth is. You know what the truth is. You just have to allow all of yourself to integrate around it now. Deep breathing, also very important. Long, deep breaths, very important for blood pressure. Drinking lots of water, very important for blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But if you're fighting yourself, going back and forth and back and forth about anything, especially about your self-creation, you're going to keep yourself in turmoil, baby. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bring yourself in peace and integration, Deeka. Great to talk to you again. So let's take everything that we've balanced today and invoke the symbol. Open your hearts, guys. There you go. Our heart lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point. We invoke the symbol. We invoke the formula because we know that neutralizes everything, balances everything. Invoke the violet flame and the golden light to consume all the stuff out, turn it back into pure light, direct it through divine love. We know that works. We trust that that works. And we know that we are the directions of the energy that create that. Our hearts are open, and so it is. My gosh, went really fast. Tried to get as many of you as I could until we meet again. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know, my beautiful souls, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.